Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? TCU Horned Frogs are finally up to bat with this Big 12 Nation preview. All right, real quick. Coach Patterson is 143-47 at TCU. He did well in the WAC Conference. He did good in Conference USA. He did great in the Mountain West Conference. As you know, went in the Rose Bowl and going 13-0 back in 2010 with Andy Dalton, now quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. And obviously since the Big 12, he's done pretty good. He's only had one bad season in the Big 12, his second year, 2013, they were 4-8, which was obviously a rebuilding year because the next year they went 12-1 and honestly should have had a chance at a national title, being that they smoked Ole Miss in the bowl game. Nobody wants to talk about that for some reason. 11-2 last year, won the Alamo Bowl, one hell of a bowl game, fought Oregon to the end. I loved every second of that game. I watched it on TV. I wish I was in San Antonio, but I didn't make it down to San Antonio that time. Obviously, we know Boykin got arrested, but they still had a great, great showing. Now, the kid who quarterbacked that game is obviously in competition with Kenny Hill, so we will see who's going to get the nod, Kenny Hill or in the bowl game last year. Now, what pissed me off about that game, though, was right afterward, Oregon fired the defensive coordinator, which didn't make any sense to me because TCU didn't score a touchdown in the first half, if you guys remember. And in the second half, TCU scored everything, and then Oregon didn't score anything, but they fired the D coordinator. So if Oregon would have scored just one touchdown, I think they would have won that game. Anyway, it was one heck of a game. It was very fun. I can't wait to see a bowl game like that again. Only TCU brings you that type of excitement. However, I know some polls have TCU winning the Big 12. They have TCU and Oklahoma. I have Texas. Well, let me stop right there. TCU always has phenomenal defense. That's what Coach Patterson is known for. So, which if anybody knows Charlie Strong at Florida when he won the two national titles, that's what he was known for. So now that he has this new offensive coordinator who has Texas ties and runs Texas high school offenses, it looks like it could be pretty doggone competitive. All right, so let's get into the schedule, guys. This is nothing but excitement for me. Let's get right into the schedule, my friends. Now, they open up with, let's see what cupcake team they open up with. South Dakota State at home. That's September 3rd. That's Saturday. September 10th, they play Arkansas. Damn. Arkansas comes to Armin G. Carter Stadium. So that'll be a nice early task for them. I see TCU finding a way to win at home. It's very hard to beat TCU at home. Next, Iowa State comes into town and meet SMU over in Dallas at SMU. So it's looking like they can come out 4-0, 3-1, depending on how Arkansas ends up being. Arkansas is predicted to be so good, but I never fall into ESPN recruiting fanatic bull crap where this guy's supposed to be a four-star recruit, that guy's supposed to be this star recruit, and if he doesn't do well, then the coach needs to be fired. No, you can't star recruit until they get in college, lift the weights, and do the competition. It's about what's in a man's heart or what's in a kid's heart. He can be have the most talent in the world, but if he ain't got the work ethic, I'm not going to give him a bunch of stars. In my opinion, this should be, this looks like it's a good recruit. We'll see what happens. I never give a bunch of star recruits to anybody because anybody can pass anybody with 4 years of college with weight training. Anyway, next they got Oklahoma. They come to Armin G. Carter Stadium. That is October 1st. The time is to be announced. So I wonder if that's going to end up being a primetime game because I bet you Oklahoma and TCU will come into that game undefeated. Then they got Kansas at Kansas. No point in comment on that. West Virginia at West Virginia. That might be a tough game. Texas Tech comes into Fort Worth. That'll be a good game, but I see TCU pulling out. Baylor, I think Baylor's a good, you know, Coach Patterson's a very respectful man. He said no matter what, Baylor will be a good team. I think Baylor should be able to get bowl eligible, but I think that's an easy one for TCU this year. It's not going to be a fight like it's been the past 2 years where the winner of that game gets a chance at the college football playoff. So it'll be a fun, exciting, entertaining game. Next, Oklahoma State. That one's at Armin G. Carter Stadium. Then they go to Texas. They go down the road to Texas, about 2.5 hours, 3 hours south to Austin. That will be a test for them. And then they finish off at home versus Kansas State. So looking at it, damn, I'm looking at it, guys. They got most of the games at home this year, except really West Virginia. I mean, Baylor is a short trip. Texas is a short trip. All the long road trips are – they only got one long road trip looking at this. So, damn, I guess I'll have to fix my picks. It'll be a toss-up between TCU, Texas, and Oklahoma. We will see. The only thing I could see – how do I say this? The only thing I could see that could hurt them is that Texas plays Notre Dame and Cal. So that's two power conference teams in the beginning of the season. But they play Arkansas, SEC team, and we know how the most of the college football media tries to hype up any SEC team. Interesting. We will see, guys. Now, obviously, we got returning. We have – let me put this better. Trayvon Boykin is gone, and I believe Josh Doctson is definitely going. He's with the Redskins. So – enter the new wave of kids. The new wave of kids will be Kenny Hill. This other kid's name, I have him, what's his name, 27. I can't think of his name. He was an explosive little kid. He destroyed Texas last year. But anyway, Josh Doctson is gone. Sean Nixon is in. Desmond White is in. So we'll see. So we'll see what Kenny Hill and Desmond White can do. Also, we will see what Sean Nixon can do. I don't know, guys. They look stacked. They look stacked. I'm looking at this roster. They look pretty stacked, guys. I think they're going to be a problem. They are going to be a problem to be reckoned with. Let's look at the Alamo Bowl stats, actually. Did this kid transfer? I don't see him on the roster this year. Can't see if this kid who played in Alamo Bowl transferred or what the heck happened. I don't know what's going on with this Big 12 nation. He's not showing up, so I wonder if he left or we'll figure out. But Kenny Hill is in the building. That's for sure. Kenny Hill is here. He's got a bunch of receivers, a bunch of tailbacks that are coming back with him. We'll be right back to wrap up. I'm gonna look over this roster real quick. But as you heard the schedule already, it looks like they're set up to do pretty damn well. I mean, Oklahoma has to come to them. Arkansas has to come to them. Their hardest test will be at Texas, and that's not even a long road trip. The biggest deal with college kids is when they have a long road trip, that they got to be on the plane for 8 hours. So let's say if TCU had to go all the way up to, like, Syracuse or something like that, or all the way up to, like, Washington or Washington State, where they got to be on the plane for 3 hours and do all this stuff and all that, be a week before. So this being a short road trip, they hard to pass. It's looking like TCU could be 11-1, 10-2 very easily. I'm not even going to say 9-3 unless something goes wrong. I'm literally just going to go with 11-1 or 10-2. It's perfectly set up for them. Gary Patterson finds a way to win. And if they do have a down year this year and they go, you know, lower than 500, then, you know, next year it's going to be something scary. So we'll be right back, and we'll finish up this TCU wrap. I know it's a lot of TCU fans. They are very loyal, and they love talking Horned Frog football. All right, Big 12 Nation. I'm back. TCU's defense, I know they usually run a 4-3, 4-2-5. They always have four down linemen in the front. They don't do anything silly and run those three-man fronts like a lot of teams try and do and mix and match and jump people on and off the line. They keep a very basic, very simple defensive format, which was why I think they're so successful. Defensive ends basically have contained and they push everything inside. Linebackers come downhill. DBs are very good one-on-one, and safeties are excellent over the top. It's just the way Coach Patterson has taught them since year 2000 when they were in the WAC conference. So it's nothing really to go over defensively. We know their defense is going to be stopped. They're going to send some kids to the pros. Offense, we will see how this offense picks up, and we will see if Kenny Hill has a quarterback competition or if he's automatically got the spot. He has receivers coming back. I don't know what happened with Trayvon Boykin. I'll try and do an update on him for, like, Big 12 alumni or something, Big 12 Nation alumni. So we'll see, guys. That's about it. TCU, 11-1, 10-2, unless something disastrously wrong goes. They have literally everybody at home, guys. Let's see. There is two games that they play outside of the state of Texas this year, at West Virginia, at Kansas. And you can't even consider Kansas a game. Not trying to be mean, but come on. Yeah, that's it. TCU is looking good. We will see what happens. 4 weeks. Anybody can always comment on our Big 12 Nation Facebook page and let me know if you got any picks or anything from Fort Worth or whatever. I will be in Austin this week. I'm going to go up to Waco next week, and then I'm going to shoot over to Lubbock. But I don't know if I'll actually be able to hit TCU for 2 days. I have to go to Oklahoma because of a family situation, and then also Oklahoma State. I'll hit those because those are like an hour from each other. Stillwater and Norman are like from Austin to San Antonio, so they're not far from each other at all. So if any of you Big 12 Nation has got any picks or anything from TCU training days or just anything around campus, go ahead and put it on the Facebook page. I will gladly upload it and put it in the feed. All right, guys, last couple of previews we have left. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. We will be talking to them later this week, and once the season starts, we'll get our weekly show going. Big 12 Nation, everybody have a good one. Thank you very much. Yeah.